From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, have renewed their assault on Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul. They're seeking to capture the town of Bashika. It lies about 10 kilometers northeast of Mosul. In the village of Safira Sunday, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Najim al-Jabour, leading the operation, said his forces are awaiting air support before continuing their assault.
Our troop in the small mountain here, they control plant power of electricity, but we received some order to stop here because we not have any air support.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the beginning of the Mosul campaign a week ago. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter held talks nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani. After meeting Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Saturday, Carter said Washington is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraqi-led coalition. Cameroonian President Paul Biya Sunday pledged to investigate the cause of Friday's train accident that killed at least 70 people and injured hundreds of others. Mr. Biya ordered hospitals to charge the medical bills of the injured to the government and declared Monday a national day of mourning. The passenger train carrying some 1,400 people derailed near the town of Esika, causing cars to flip over at a high rate of speed. This is VOA News. Fighting returned Sunday to the besieged Syrian city Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause that Russia imposed to allow the exodus of rebel fighters, the sick and wounded. It appears few took up the offer to leave the rebel-held sector of the city. In the Jordanian capital Amman Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi met the country's foreign minister and called for increased support for Syrian and Iraqi refugees.
This has to come to an end. This region cannot afford any more population displacement, burden on neighboring countries, and I think it is important to intensify the efforts towards peace, and Jordan has been very instrumental, and I am grateful for that.
Grandi said Syria has no military solution, only a political settlement will end the conflict. In Yemen, a 72-hour ceasefire ended Sunday with the Saudi-led coalition launching airstrikes against Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Each side accused the other of truce violations. The brief pause was aimed at allowing humanitarian aid, where thousands have been killed and millions displaced and in need of urgent humanitarian aid. The airstrikes coincided with the arrival of UN envoy Ismail Old Sheikh Ahmed, who appealed for a new ceasefire. He said he's working on activating the ceasefire, and despite the dangers that threaten it, he said he believes the truce must continue because it allows for humanitarian aid to be delivered and creates an environment to work on a political solution. In Somalia, at least three people, including the driver, were killed, four others wounded, when a car bomb exploded outside a tire shop in the capital of Mogadishu Sunday evening. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, al-Shabaab militants said they have retaken control of the town of Halgan in central Somalia following the withdrawal of Ethiopian troops serving under the African Union Command. It came under attack by al-Shabaab in June, in which dozens were reportedly killed. Qatar's former emir, Sheikh Khalifa bin Hamad Al Thani, died Sunday at age 84. 3 days of national mourning have been declared by the current emir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Sheikh Khalifa held power from 1972 to 1995 when he was deposed by his son. The European Union is threatening to cancel a signing ceremony Thursday, creating a free trade pact with Canada known as the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement. It's opposed by Belgium's French-speaking Wallonia region. They insist it's bad for European farmers and cedes too much power to global corporate interests. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly is debating legal action against President Nicolas Maduro after a court blocked its recall referendum last week, a bid to end 17 years of socialist rule in the South American nation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.